It's absolutely imperative that we can improve the connectivity of the South West. And of course, we do have the budget to do it. The Chancellor has given unprecedented amounts of money for investment in the roads. And although everybody thinks we're spending it all on HS2, there is substantial money to invest in roads, where we triple the budget, and of course in the traditional rail network, which, given the recent problems with the flooding, has been very much focused upon by the Prime Minister himself.
Well, that was something I was going to ask, because we know there's the feasibility study going on for the A303 and the study Network Rail are doing for an alternative or additional line at Dawlish. If those studies show improvements are needed, is there going to be the money to actually make those improvements happen?
Well, as I said, we've tripled the investment for roads between now and the end of the decade, and that means that we're not just sort of wasting everybody's time, as has happened in the past, looking at feasibilities on some of these projects. We're currently working on the feasibilities on the various sections of the 303 and the A30 corridor, which is vitally important to this part of the country, not only because many people already use it, but it's the alternative if we have a problem on the motorway. So we're looking at that, and certainly by the autumn we should be in a position to make some announcements to where we're going to put this money. But I would stress that we're looking at six important routes around the country, and this is one of them. So it's not as if you're in a competition. You're in the final already.
I mean, there is the concern that these reports happen and then they just gather dust on the shelf. I mean, what guarantees can you give us that that's not going to happen this time?
Well, I can understand people having that rather cynical view, because in the past it's been stop-go. I mean, and the same thing happens when I say to my officials, what about this road? They said, oh yes, we've got a study, it's 10 years old. I said, why did you do a study 10 years ago? Well, we were going to do it then, but then there was a political change. The Chancellor has given us a long-term budget for investment in roads. We've tripled the budget for the roads investment. We're going to give the Highways Agency a new status as a government-owned company, which will allow them to have the same sort of long-term views in terms of investment that that Network Rail already have. And I think that bodes very well for the future, that we will be able to deliver these projects.
But we should all be listening out when the autumn statements are happening then.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some very interesting points there, and I won't try and predict what the Chancellor is going to say, but certainly I think they say every cloud's got a silver lining. But let's not forget that when we had the closure of the line at Dawlish and there was a lot of replacement buses and coaches, they were running on the A303, they were running on the motorway. So it's important for the resilience of the area that we have a good road network as well as a good rail network, and certainly we're also looking at the resilience of the rail line, so we would have an alternative to the Dawlish section, which actually I came across it today on the train, and they made a very good job.